A humanitarian supply chain must be highly effective due to unique risks and challenges. It ensures worker safety with critical equipment and medical supplies, and maintains uninterrupted operations even in remote areas. Humanitarian supply chains help organizations prepare for natural disasters, health crises, and regulatory requirements, enhancing their reputation and stakeholder confidence. Anti-fragility in a humanitarian supply chain is crucial, enabling the system to withstand disruptions and grow stronger from them. This includes adaptability, redundancy, rapid recovery, continuous improvement, and stakeholder collaboration. Embracing anti-fragility principles make humanitarian supply chains resilient and capable of saving lives during emergencies. Humanitarian supply chains involve a complex network of actors, with donors playing a crucial role in effective and timely emergency responses and improving the well-being of affected communities. In the digital age, humanitarian organizations are undergoing digital transformation. Trust in information systems significantly influences information technology-related beliefs and behaviors. However, the literature lacks evidence on donors' behavioral aspects towards digital technologies. Understanding donors' perspective and confidence in digital technologies is vital, as it may impact humanitarian outcomes. Additionally, the literature is missing studies on developing anti-fragile humanitarian supply chains in the digital age and how humanitarian supply chains can recover from shocks and improve their capabilities. Hence, our study aimed to answer the following research questions, RQs. RQ1, how does donor confidence in digital technologies impact anti-fragility and resilience in humanitarian supply chains? RQ2, what is the mediating role of digital technology applications in sourcing, material flow, and distribution within humanitarian supply chains? RQ3, how do trust in digital technologies and perceived effective digital technology governance moderate the relationship between digital technology applications and humanitarian supply chain outcomes? The theoretical model was constructed using resource dependency theory. Data were gathered through surveys from 296 non-governmental organizations, NGOs, engaged in humanitarian operations. Partial risk-based structural equation modeling, PLS-SEM, was utilized in Smart PLS to test the measurement and structural models. In conclusion, our study reveals several key findings. Firstly, donor confidence in digital technologies positively influences their application in sourcing, material flow, and distribution within the humanitarian supply chain. Secondly, there is a positive relationship between donor confidence in digital technologies and anti-fragility in the humanitarian supply chain. Thirdly, the application of digital technologies in sourcing, material flow, and distribution enhances anti-fragility in the humanitarian supply chain. Fourth, trust in digital technologies moderates the relationship between donor confidence and their application in sourcing, material flow, and distribution. Lastly, perceived effective digital technology governance also moderates the relationship between donor confidence in digital technologies and their application in sourcing, material flow, and distribution. These findings underscore the importance of fostering donor confidence and trust in digital technologies, as well as ensuring effective digital technology governance to enhance the resilience and anti-fragility of humanitarian supply chains. The policies include, firstly, developing policies that guide humanitarian agencies in building donor confidence in using digital technologies, ensure transparency in data collection, storage, and use to establish and maintain trust, create and improve governance frameworks with clear rules for data security, privacy and ethical technology use. Secondly, prioritize investment in digital infrastructure for sourcing, material flow and distribution within the humanitarian supply chain. Ensure reliable connectivity, provide digital tools for staff and offer appropriate training. Lastly, establish policies for supply chain assessment and mitigation. Regularly evaluate vulnerabilities. Develop risk mitigation strategies, including alternative sourcing options, and implement dynamic response techniques to adapt swiftly to changing crisis and resource limitations.